Well, it's 2017, according to people who like to say things the long way. Why not 2017? But syllables are cheap, you say. Our housing costs are skyrocketing and the Fed has raised interest rates, but syllables, they're free. Heck, why not add another one and say it's 2017? Well, I'll tell you why not. I'm busy, aren't you? Do you even realize how many cat videos you haven't seen yet? But the crazy thing is, even news announcers say 2000 instead of 20 when they say the year, and those people are professional talkers whose airtime is managed down to the microsecond, so if they don't see the gross wastefulness of their ways, this may be a lost cause. Now I know what you're thinking. Saying 2017 instead of 2017 just takes what, a tenth of a second longer? Well, you're not looking at the big picture. Say it 10 times a day for a decade, that's an hour of your short life you're not going to get back. Multiply that by more than 300 million native English speakers, and you can see the scale of the problem. So how did we get into this dire situation? It started during the first decade of this millennium, when it took no longer to say 2001 than to say 2001, an even four syllables either way. The year 2010 is when we could really have started to save time, but nope. People just kept saying 2010, 2011, like zombies, if zombies could count. The light at the end of this dark tunnel is 3 years from now when the year 2020 arrives. How will anyone be able to resist the catchy symmetry? I have faith that we'll finally get back on track and start conserving syllables once again, because we've done it before this wayward millennium began. After all, we didn't sing, "Tonight we're gonna party like it's 1999, now did we? With a perspective, I'm Ben Carlson.